enough.
I'll get Bran. But he kept his grip firm on her hand.
They hurt you too.
Bran and Sasha helped, and I slept too. Not so long, but I wasn't hurt like you. He put the knife in you, here. Gently, she touched his side. It's healing well, Bran said. And they struck you in the face, and—
Yeah.
Gingerly, he probed at his cheek, his jaw.
They broke something in there. It's just a little sore now.
You came back for me.
Sure I did. I'd never leave you like that. I just had to. Don't cry. Come on, don't cry.
I knew you would come back for me. The hours and hours of waiting for him to wake crashed down on her. I couldn't get out. I couldn't help. They kept hurting you and hurting you. They had something that stopped my bracelets. Bran fixed them, but I couldn't break the glass and help you. I wanted to cause their deaths, especially the man with the knives, but I couldn't.
We're here.
He stroked her hair.
We're safe and we're here. That's what counts. The compass.
She got up quickly, took it from her dresser. It's here. It's safe, too. I'll get Bran.
How about this? I need some clothes because I'm completely naked here. Help me get dressed and we'll go to Bran.
There's pain in your eyes. And there were shadows under hers.
It's not so bad. Scout's honor. I promise, he corrected. I need to move, Ani. I just need to move, and to eat something, and to find out what the hell happened.
Riley said you wouldn't sleep again if you woke. On a sigh, Annika turned back to the dresser. I brought your clothes into my room. I want you to stay with me.
Good. That's what I want, too. Just grab me some pants and a shirt.
She did as he asked, helped him dress. Sawyer?
Yeah.
You are a hero to me.
Ani, you're a hero to me. How about helping me downstairs so we can talk to the other heroes?
It hurt, but nothing he figured a few aspirin wouldn't deal with. And some food.
And a beer.
As they came out of Annika's room, Riley came out of hers. Hey! There he is. He wouldn't take the medicine, just as you said.
He's okay, aren't you, cowboy?
Riley stepped closer, gently rubbed a hand over the few days' worth of beard. A little scruffy, but it looks good on you. You scared the shit out of us.
Hey, me too.
Let's get you downstairs. I bet you could use some food.
I could eat. A lot.
Good sign. Like Annika, Riley wrapped an arm around his waist, and together they helped him downstairs. Outside, Riley prescribed. Fresh air, sunshine. I've got him, Annika. Why don't you get him a big cold glass of the sun tea?
Beer.
Not yet, pal. And some food. There's pasta from last night and— Yes, yes. I can fix the food. And the drink.
She's filled us in. Riley said in a low voice the moment they stepped outside.
But we'll want your end of it.
I'm going to tell you she beat her tail bloody trying to get out to you, and she's stuck with you since Bran put you under.
She hasn't been out of the room either. She needs the sun and the water.
Okay.
More than a little rocky, he sat under the pergola.
The pool's just a stopgap. She needs the sea. Bran can get her down to the water. I can't make it yet.
We'll take care of it. Riley stepped back, spotted Sasha painting on the terrace, signaled her. Sawyer's awake. He's down here. You want to get Bran? We'll be right down. Then, glancing toward the grove, Riley put two fingers in her mouth, let out a long, loud whistle.
Hey, a wolf whistle.
Riley glanced back, smirked. Glad to see you've got your lame humor back. Okay, shit. She walked to him, took his face in her hands, kissed him hard on the mouth. I'm going to help Ani, and get a beer.
I want a beer.
No alcohol without Dr. Sorcerer signing off. He'd have sulked over it, but as Riley strode away, Sasha dashed out, and as Riley had, kissed him.
Maybe I should get tortured more often. It gets all the girls.
Your color's good. How's the pain?
It's there. Not bad, but there.
We'll take care of that. You're hungry.
I'm starved.
Let's see the knife wound. Without ceremony, she lifted his shirt, gently probed as Doyle strode across the lawn. It's healing well, and the shoulder, better. Your wrist's better yet. Stay with him, she told Doyle. Bran's coming down, and I'm going to help put food together. With a nod, Doyle sat across from Sawyer, studied him.
Aren't you going to kiss me? Everybody else has. I'll pass on that. They beat the fuck out of you, brother, and sliced you good while they were at it. And a cattle prod, was it? From what Annika described. Something like that. Malmont. Not a sign or a sound. After some considerable bitching by certain parties, Bran and Riley went up. You couldn't be left unconscious, so they won that battle. There's nothing left in the cave, and no survivors they could find. Malmont, according to Riley's sources, hasn't been back to the villa. His things are there right enough, but he hasn't been seen. If I had a fucking beer, I'd drink to that. Considering all, I'll get us both a beer. Not for Sawyer. Not as yet.
Bran, one of his kits in hand, walked out.
Have a heart. I've been mostly dead all day.
Excellent Princess Bride usage. Riley came out with a tray, the glass of sun tea, the pasta. There's more coming, but you can get started.
First, the pain. 1 to 10.
Sawyer shrugged at Bran.
Maybe 4.5?
That means a solid 6, Riley said. He's downplaying.
I agree.
Bran took a vial from the kit.
For the pain, he said. Not for sleep. Just to take the pain down a bit. Sasha will insist on dealing with it, and I'd assume she didn't take on that much. Fine.
Sawyer waited until Bran added a few drops to the glass, then down the tea.
I gotta eat.
He shoved in 2 healthy bites, sat back, said,
Whoa, for the pain? It'll give you a bit of an energy boost as well. I'll say. You need to get Annika to the water. Seawater. I'll see to it.
Both Sasha and Annika came out with trays. We've got more pasta, Sasha began. Bread, cheese, fruit, olives, peppers. And anything else Annie could think of.
Great. What are the rest of you going to eat? Sawyer asked, and grabbed a hunk of bread.
Let's see about the pain.
It's barely there now, he told Sasha.
Then let's get it gone. I'm good at this now. Just relax and keep eating.
How about that beer? 1/2 a glass of wine to start, Bran said. Then we'll see how we go. Are you up for a report? I'm definitely up. Thanks, Annie, this is great.
I didn't set the table.
Next time. Here's my POV. When I went back in the water, they had her in a goddamn net. She was out, unconscious. Between us and the sharks, their numbers were down, but not enough. They hit me with something. Some sort of trank, I'd say. Same thing they used on Annika, most likely. And the next thing I know, I'm hanging by my arms in that cave. Lots of equipment. Thugs with guns and this tank. They had Annika in a tank of water. Sit down, Sash. Really, I'm good.
You had some torn muscles in your shoulders, in addition to where you were shot, and burns on your chest. But Sasha said,
Feels okay now. Then he walks in, Mr. Torture.
Yadin, Riley said.
Introduced himself, real polite. Then he got started.
He skimmed over the worst of it. What was the point? But gave them the overview.
Yadin had it rigged so he could send electrical current into the water. The son of a bitch kept zapping her.
And you, Annika said.
Depending on your scale, you could say he kept it light,
until Maomon got there. Sawyer continued. Something off about him, Maomon. I want to say he walked different, like his shoes were too tight. And he wore shades inside the cave, and a long-sleeved shirt. And I know it sounds weird, but his fingers were too long.
His fingers? Riley repeated.
Yeah, I know, weird. And I was feeling a little rough by the time he came to join the party.
Sawyer is right. He wasn't like the other men. I felt he was not...
Annika struggled for the words.
Complete. Not one thing, not the other.
Seventh daughter of a seventh daughter's instincts, Riley pointed out.
Which marched right alongside our resident seers. We saw him sign a contract with Nereza in blood. I restate my vote for demon.
He seemed human enough, Sawyer continued. But edgy, jittery somehow. You know that's not his style, Riley.
Nope. Cool, calm superiority. The kind that slits your throat, or more likely pays to have it slit, without the slightest rise in blood pressure.
He's pissed, too, because he can't get the compass to work.
He struck Sawyer very hard, and the bindings you took off, Bran, cut into him. The other man talked to him, so he stopped.
Yeah, I guess I blanked there a minute. Mama lost it. Yadin talked him down.
He had the man put the knife in Sawyer, but he told the man to hurt me more.
Increase the voltage. He said he'd fry her, and he meant it. He was past thinking of the profit he'd get from her.
That's not like him either. Probably bluffing.
I don't think so, Sawyer told Riley. I could see Yadin hesitate. He didn't want the game over so fast, but he'd have done it. I gave him coordinates, since he was focused on getting the Firestar. What coordinates? Doyle demanded. To this uninhabited island, South Pacific.
How did you happen to have those on you? Riley wondered.
It's where my grandfather took me when he was teaching me. It's where his dad took him. We camped there for a few nights. I dreamed about it, he remembered. When I was out. Anyway, I told them Bran had hidden it there. You kept your wits about you, Bran commented. Wits were about all I had. So I told them part of the truth, how it wouldn't work until I passed it on. But I embellished that. How I had to take him on the first shift. It couldn't pass to him without that sort of ritual. I figured my only chance was to get him out of there. Get him to travel with me so I could deal with him. Get back for Annika. But he wanted a test run, so he picked a red shirt.
The man with the gun didn't have a red shirt. It was brown.
Now Sawyer smiled. Star Trek, we have to catch you up.
It means expendable, Riley explained. The crewman in the red shirt going on the mission isn't going to make it back.
Why doesn't he change his shirt?
Now Sawyer laughed until the pain bloomed in his side, bringing on a hiss.
You have pain?
It only hurts when I laugh.
Don't laugh.
He reached for Annika's hand, squeezed.
Felt good anyway. So he has Yadin unhook the chain I'm hanging by, and has Redshirt put the gun in my ear, get me in a headlock. He gives me 90 seconds. I said I needed 2 minutes. I didn't, but I figured he'd cut that back. If I'm not back in 90, he takes Ani out, hits her with enough voltage to give her brain damage. He has Yadin give her a couple good jolts, just to prove his point. Then he gave me the compass, and I fed in coordinates.
Is Redshirt wondering what the hell he's doing on some island in the South Pacific? Riley wondered. Sawyer shook his head, picked up the measly half glass of wine, drank it down in one gulp.
No, I couldn't risk it. I couldn't have taken him out on a 1-to-1, and the time. So I let him go. Let him go, Doyle repeated. I disconnected. I just let him go. He's gone.
The color the food had brought back to his face drained again.
You swear never to use the compass to hurt anyone, but I did. It's one thing to kill in battle,
but I just let him go.
He had a gun to your head, Riley reminded him. And Annika's life was on the line.
I know it. I know that, but...
You're thinking with great power comes great responsibility. He nodded at Riley.
Uncle Ben was right.
The rice guy? Sawyer laughed again until it became a wheeze.
Jesus, Sosh, you're as bad as Annie. Peter Parker's Uncle Ben, Spider-Man. And it's true, the responsibility. I've never killed anyone before they came at us underwater the other day, and that was battle. This was the same. It's the same, Doyle insisted. He had a weapon, as did you. You used what you had to save Annika. And yourself. That, brother, was your responsibility. And it harmed none.
Bran spoke the words gravely.
This is my sacred oath. I've never used my gift to harm another human being, until this. And though this weighs on me as well, I know what was done to protect, to fight evil.
They are right. I don't like fighting, and killing is against all I believe. But I would be dead, and you as well. You were only gone seconds, it seemed, Annika continued. I was so weak, and I prayed you wouldn't come back. I knew you would, in my heart, because you're Sawyer. And I knew they would kill us both. I could feel it. As soon as this Malmon had what he wanted, he would give us to Yadin to kill in a terrible way. And then you were there, inside the glass with me, under the water with me. I knew we would live because you had the courage and the will to do what had to be done. If you think this was wrong, then you're wrong. If anyone believes you failed to honor your oath, they are wrong and stupid.
Damn, Skippy.
Because Annika's eyes were full of tears. Riley reached across the table for her hands.
Damn Skippy, Annie.
It weighs on us. Sasha rose, poured another half glass of wine for Sawyer. On all of us. We killed men, humans, and it weighs.
Dying weighs more, Riley said. And more than that, than even that, Sasha continued,
would be to fail. We're the guardians. The stars are our power and our responsibility. No one's broken an oath or broken faith. They watch us, the goddesses, the guardians. They watch the six who came from them, and they see we take our power, shoulder our responsibility, keep our vows and our faith. To take a life is grief. To lose our lives is failure. The dark follows that failure across all the worlds.
Was that you? Riley asked after a beat of silence. Or you?
You had that seer look in your eyes. Some of both. Sasha let out an audible breath. Wherever it's from, it's truth. And here's another. Sawyer, if I'm following what you reported, what Annika told us, you traveled with a gun to your head, and this after being shot, stabbed, electrocuted, and tortured. You disconnected, which was hard for you, but absolutely necessary. Then you went back for Annika, in the tank. Does that mean you had to use her as your beacon?
Yeah, that's as good a term as any. I had the cave coordinates, but not the exact place where she was. I had to zero in on her, get inside to get her out.
And fast, Sasha continued. Then you traveled again, here, with her. That's three shifts inside, what, 90 seconds?
About that.
And that sort of traveling drains you, even if you're feeling like a party. You'd lost God knows how much blood. You were hung up like a side of beef and beaten. And worse, while you had to watch them hurt Annika, which is more torture. But you did what you had to do, and got back, barely alive. Am I right about that part? She asked Bran.
It was close. Closer than I'd like.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear any more bullshit out of you about any of it.
damn Skippy, Annika said. Then laid her head on the table and wept.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Desperate, Sawyer stroked her hair, rubbed her back. When he tried to just haul her up and onto his lap, he found he didn't have the strength.
You're killing me, Annie.
No, they are almost all happy tears. She wrapped herself around him. Almost all. We're here. We're all here talking. And I heard you laugh. Even though it hurts you, I heard you laugh.
She brushed kisses over his face, met his lips, and simply drowned herself in him. Want some privacy? Riley wondered.
If only, Sawyer murmured. I don't think I could manage it.
There will be sex again.
Through tears, Annika smiled at him.
When you're healed, I will be very gentle until you're strong again.
He ignored Doyle's snort of laughter.
Good to know. So okay. No bullshit.
He picked up his wine, studied it.
Power honored, responsibly met. I'll get there. There was more to the need to rush, to do what I had to do. Malmont called Berger in. He told him to kill Sasha. He wanted Bran wounded, but Sasha dead. He wanted the rest taken alive, so he ordered Trake to bring a team down here to take care of that, while Berger took Sasha out. You worry, Nereza, Foy.
Under the table, Bran took her hand.
She can't force her will on you, can't pull your power away and into herself as she believed. You worried for all of us, he said to Sawyer. But we'd prepared for exactly that. Yeah, I figured Berger for toast, but still. The tank shook. Did the tank shake?
He asked Annika.
The light. It exploded.
Yes, just as you came for me. Malmont ran, but he couldn't have run fast enough to escape the light.
We were dealing with Trake and company when you were heading in, Riley continued. We were ready for them. Bran set off the chain reaction up in the hills, and we had plenty more for them here. There was nothing left of them.
Wounding with the newly magicalized, I'm going with that word,
weaponry. It puts a world of hurt on them. But a kill shot, it just obliterates. Nothing left.
No bodies to dispose of. That's the cold truth here, Doyle added when Sasha winced.
You're right, she said. I know you're right. Bran and Riley went up to the cave yesterday. We had to check. And after some heated debate, Riley went. Doyle stayed. We couldn't take the chance of Bran going alone, or of leaving us underprotected here, so...
Nothing left, Bran told him. The cave is just a cave. There was a smear of something on the air, something dark, but faint and fading.
We salted the ground, and Bran did a cleansing. Riley shrugged. And that was that.
So we won that round. We have to go back to the search, Sawyer said. We have to get moving on it before she figures out how she'll come at us next.
Sasha picked up her wine again. No.
What do you mean, no?
We go as six or not at all. Until you're strong enough to dive, it's not at all.
Jesus, I can handle a little swimming. Another little boost from Bran's magic potion, I could do a triathlon.
Saying nothing, Doyle leaned over, gave Sawyer a light punch on the shoulder, and Sawyer saw stars.
Fuck. You're on the DL, brother, until you can take a love tap without whining. Love tap my ass. The stars have waited centuries, Bran pointed out. They can wait a few more days. When she does come again, we need you.
I can tell you when having sex causes him no pain.
That's a good benchmark. Kicking back, Riley gestured with her beer. And maybe you should be specific, like what kind of sex.
And how long he lasts, Doyle added, and made Riley grin. They're messing with us, Annika. Kidding.
I'm absolutely serious. Riley cocked her head at Doyle. You?
Deadly. Keep us updated, gorgeous.
I will.
And when he's healed, we'll find the Bay of Sighs. We know we must be close because I heard them again.
What? When?
When you were bringing me back. Didn't you hear them sigh? Hear them sing? He cast his mind back.
I thought it was you.
I did hear something.
Jesus, I did.
And I've got something, Riley put in. Since you've been in your magically induced coma, I've been able to spend more time on it. I've got some nibbles.
And now you tell us, Doyle demanded.
I got the nibbles right before Sleeping Beauty here woke up. I was coming out to report. There is a legend. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows. But the guy who knows is currently on a retreat, so I can't tap him for more data for a couple days. Meanwhile, I'm digging on my own. Like most legends, it has a lot of variations, but the one that strikes me connects the Bay of Sighs to the Island of Glass.
Interesting.
Bran leaned forward.
What do you know?
No, not much. Speculate? A lot more. In the version I'm leaning toward, at one time, long ago, the bay and the island were connected. And like the legends regarding the island, the bay moved and could only be seen by a chosen few. Since she'd swapped research for lunch, Riley helped herself to some pasta. Then we've got a race of people who shared the island, a race that could live on land and in water, and did so peacefully. All's happy and joy until some dude, names vary, but most common is Oran.
That's an Irish name, Doyle said.
Got that. So Oran decided, hey, we can live on land or in the sea. Why shouldn't we have everything? They've got that fancy castle on the hill. Maybe I want to have that. And we're better and stronger than they are.
Bran nodded. A popular excuse for war.
Yeah, and they got one. First they lured people into the bay, drowned them.
With the songs?
Not clear, Riley told Annika. But possible. Then they burned, pillaged, on their way to storming the castle. But the queen ruling them wasn't afraid to fight back, which she did. I've got variety again, raining fire, earthquakes, her riding a winged horse and sweeping the ever-popular fiery sword, and so on. But the result's basically the same in my research. While the rebels scattered, tried to get back to the bay, the queen rounded them up. She gave them a choice, death or banishment. Oran chose death, and got it, according to most of my digging. So did a few others. But the bulk chose banishment. So she blew the bay out to sea. She would spare their lives, and some were innocents. But they would float and wander forever, cast away from their home. Or in some versions, until one who came from them redeemed them. Redeemed, they could once again join with the island and live in peace.
Mermaids.
As he spoke, Sawyer ran a hand down Annika's hair. I have never heard this story, she told them. It is not one we sing of in my world. It's pretty damn obscure, Riley said, and I've yet to find the source. But like Doyle said, the rebel leader's name's of Irish origin, or English. In some, it's spelt O-D-R-A-N, and that's the English variation.
There must be more.
Riley gestured at Bran. I'm looking, but this is the first layer I've uncovered. It fits. I've been trying to translate varieties from Greek, Latin, and some old Irish. And I'll keep at it.
I can help with that.
Intrigued, she shifted her gaze to Doyle. You read Greek, Latin, and old Irish?
Well enough.
Okay, then. And when I can contact the guy who supposedly knows more, I'll tap him for it. But all in all, it feels like we're being pointed toward the Bay of Sighs.
The trick is to find it. Annika's heard it twice when we're traveling. I could
recover, Sasha simply cut him off. No diving, no heavy lifting, no traveling until you're fully healed. It's 5-1 on that, Sawyer. No point in arguing. Because whatever Bran had given him was wearing off, and he felt as if he could sleep a week, he didn't. You should rest again.
Rising, Annika took his hand. Don't argue there either. I can feel your pain coming back, Sasha told him. Sleep's healing. Ani, do you have enough balm?
Yes, there's enough. I'll tend him.
I'll be ready tomorrow.
And though he meant to be, was determined to be, even the effort of getting to his feet left him lightheaded. By the time he'd climbed the stairs, with Annika's help, sweat popped out on his skin. When he passed out on the bed, even without the medicine, Annika gently undressed him, carefully spread the healing balm on his wounds. Then she lay down beside him, covered his heart with her hand so she could feel the beat. And for the first time since they'd been taken, slept soundly. Chapter 15. When he could walk on his own, but couldn't have run 50 yards if his life depended on it, Sawyer accepted he wasn't ready to come off the bench. Since his right arm remained weak, he worked on improving his left-handed aim. But even target practice tired him out in under an hour. The others divvied up his household chores, and though he knew he'd have done the same for any of them, it wasn't any of them. He'd lived a largely healthy life, had never dealt with serious illness. In fact, he couldn't remember even being under the weather for more than a day in his life, though he'd faked it a few times to cop another day off school. His current weakness, and the fatigue that dropped down on him like a lead blanket after the most ordinary exercise, frustrated the hell out of him. While he dangled his legs in the pool and sulked, Riley strolled over, pulled off her chucks, and dropped down beside him.
I'd probably sink and drown if I tried swimming from one end to the other.
Boo-hoo. You should be dead, she said flatly, and shoved a glass of sparkling pale orange at him. I mean that, pal. I couldn't stop the bleeding in your side, and you'd already left a wading pool of it on the ground. The shoulder was worse. I know because I've seen gunshot wounds, and it was bad. I know because I watched Sasha's face while she and Bran worked on it. He had to make her stop taking on some of the pain because she was nearly as white as you were. That's not even getting to your face, your eye socket, the torn muscles, the shock of being shocked, and all the rest.
I know all this.
Then know this. She gave him a solid punch on his good arm. Bran and Sasha saved your life. Without them, nothing the rest of us could have done would have pulled you out. The life was just pouring out of you, Sawyer. I don't have to be an empath to feel it because I could see it. You saved Annika and they saved you. Frowning, he punched her back.
I'm being a bitch.
Yeah, and you got a pass for a day, nearly dying in a heroic manner and all that. Now it's time to suck it up.
Okay.
Oddly, the verbal slap knocked away the self-pity, but he continued to frown as he looked at the glass in his hand.
What the hell is this? And where's my beer?
You're limited to one a day until.
I feel my bitch coming on again.
Just drink it, Sally. It's something Bran and Sasha made up. Healing and energy booster.
It doesn't look like what they gave me before.
New and improved. Take your medicine, cowboy. What the hell? He took a drink.
It's good.
And drank again.
It's really good.
I, with their consent, put a half jigger of tequila in it.
Best pal ever.
This time he gave her a bump with his good shoulder.
How goes the research?
Slow. I have to say Doyle's damn good at the translating, but he doesn't have the patience to dig or know when to stop and regroup. We've had some words on that.
What? You and Doyle argued? Observe my shocked face.
She rolled her eyes at his comic expression. He started it.
That's what they all say.
Idly, she kicked her feet, splashing up lazy drops of water. The thing is, this break, you being in recovery, it's good for all of us. We needed it. Sasha and I had words about that. Non-argumentative, agreeable words. It's given Bran time to resupply, and her a little time to paint. Physically, Annika needed a break too. They didn't just hurt her. They took the shine off her. Rage, cold and keen, shot through his belly.
I know it. If they weren't dead.
Yeah, I'm with you. But the shine's coming back. I swear, nothing dulls Ani for long. Doyle and I, we got off easy, but...
Wait, you got shot. I forgot. Jesus, Riley, you got hit down there.
She turned to show him the healing wound on her arm, barely a scratch now. Brand's bomb. Only grazed me, though I'll tell you it hurt like a mother. But figure this. Grazed my arm, hit your shoulder.
They weren't trying to kill us. Brain's still working.
Panic and debilitate, she concurred. Capture might have been the goal, but that didn't mean they couldn't make us bleed some. Would have ruined a good wetsuit, too, but Bran fixed that as well. He's handy. Couldn't fix yours because we don't know what the hell they did with it, but I've got one lined up for you when we go out again.
I repeat, best pal ever. Speaking of mothers, what the hell's she doing, the mother of lies?
Well, we took her down hard in Corfu.
Kicked her bitch goddess ass.
Every square inch. Riley paused long enough for a fist bump. Then she pulls in Malmont. That was good strategy. Gotta give it to her. Let him do the dirty, sweaty work, and she bags the stars along with a demon love slave.
And still.
He hefted his glass.
Another swing and a miss.
Yeah. Both times her plans go, I was going to say up in smoke, but let's be accurate, up in light. The thing is, Malmont wasn't on his game.
It hurts to agree, since I'm currently sidelined thanks to that fucker. But no, he wasn't on his game. Want to know why, I figure?
Tipping down her sunglasses, she met his eyes. Yeah, then we'll see if that's what I figure.
She miscalculated. Whatever she did to him, whatever she was making him into, it made him stronger. I can attest. But it dimmed some of the canny lights. He wasn't smart, Ryle, and he's goddamn smart.
Once again, we're in full accord. He should have had Ani on a transport out of here. He'd bagged himself a mermaid, Sawyer, and the Malmont you and I know and hate? He'd have cashed in on that pronto. Using her, risking damaging or killing her to hammer at you? Not smart. Get her to an undisclosed location to work with later. Leave you to Yadin? That's what Malmont, being Malmont, would do.
He was all about the compass. Even the stars didn't seem as important.
You got away once before. With those cannies dimmed, I'm thinking he couldn't see past that. And ordering the hit on Sash? That straight crazy dark god, not Malmont. Take us all, bag us all. Have Berger do a headshot on Doyle to take him temporarily out of the game, and come in hard on the rest of us. Give Sasha to Yadin, make her his own personal prognosticator. In full agreement, he kicked his legs in rhythm with hers.
And because he didn't play it cool and tight, he loses the two he had. I never expected him to give me back the compass, even with a gun to my head. That was a Hail Mary on my part, but it sucked him in.
I also figure, if the light bombs hadn't obliterated him, Nereza would have. He should be glad he's dead. He's not. Feet bare, hair bundled up and deathly pale, Sasha walked toward them with a sketchbook.
Hey.
Sawyer shoved the glass at Riley, pushed up fast enough to make his own head spin. But he hurried to Sasha, took her arm.
You should sit down.
Yes, I should. We should all sit down. Bran and Doyle went to the village for supplies. I wish they'd come back. I wish they'd come back. They won't be much longer. On her feet now, Riley walked from sun to shade, as Sawyer nudged Sasha into a chair under the pergola.
Where's Annika?
I think she's finishing the laundry. She loves doing laundry.
I'll get her.
No, sit. Riley pointed at a chair. I'll get her.
Water?
Alcohol? Juice? She asked Sasha. Water. Just water, thanks.
You said Malma's not dead, Sawyer began. But
he's not. He's alive. What he is now lives.
I don't. Just get your bearings again. Let me go get that water for you.
No, let's just sit here a minute. It's overwhelming when it comes like that.
Headache? You need some aspirin? Or shit, that stuff Bran has for you.
No, no headache.
But she pulled pins out of her hair, as if even the loose knot squeezed too tight.
It's like opening a window, expecting a nice breeze and having a tempest blow in. It just takes a minute to settle down again.
And Bran's not here to help you settle.
You are. You're steady, Sawyer. It's your compassion. You have so much of it.
Annika raced out of the house well ahead of Riley.
I can run to the village very fast and find Bran. No, he'll be back soon.
Riley set down a large bottle of water, opened it, then poured some into a glass.
Hydrate, level off. We're all fine here, and so are Bran and Doyle. You'd know if they weren't.
Yes, you're right. I just panicked for a minute. Slowly, she sipped water.
I was painting. It felt so good, just so good to paint, not to worry about anything for a single day.
I wanted to paint the hills and the green, the way the light washes over the land, not the sea this time. I prepped the canvas. I'd done some sketches before, and I set them out, organized my tools. I started to mix paints.
She paused, looked down at the smear of sage green on her thumb.
Then I turned away from the canvas, picked up my sketchbook.
That wind, she said to Sawyer. It was blowing through me, so fast and fierce, I could barely catch my breath. I started to sketch.
Setting the water aside, she opened the sketchbook to the first page she'd used.
Malma, in black tie, Riley observed. And Nerissa.
But that doesn't look like the room you saw them in before.
No, I think this is before. I think this is his house in London. She went to him. And here.
Quickly, Sasha turned the page. He went to her, and it really began. This is a kind of progression. Flashes. There were flashes of them. I could barely keep up.
She turned the next page to a series of sketches.
His arms, Annika noted. They have changed. You see how the veins are so prominent, and they pulsed. And here.
With a fingertip, Sasha traced along the shoulder of one of the sketches.
It looks like scales.
Riley leaned closer. A patch right there, of scales.
The light burns his eyes. The whites turn to pale, sickly yellow. And I know it's subtle, but can you see the change?
The shape of his eyes, Sawyer confirmed. Longer.
He starts to wear dark glasses all the time, even in sleep. And every night he goes to her, and she puts more of this into him. She puts blood in wine, little by little, until she's putting wine in the blood. He drinks. He drinks, she repeated as she turned the page. She rules him now. Some of the blood is hers, so she rules him now. My pet.
Sawyer saw Bran come out, put his finger to his lips.
He's her creature, not fully changed, but hers. Through him, she'll have what she wants, what belongs to her. Perhaps she'll keep him when it's done. My pet. Until he no longer amuses her.
Gently, Bran laid a hand on her shoulder. She breathed in, breathed out.
Here he meets with the men, the torturer, the soldier, the assassin. He meets with others who will do what he says for the money he pays. He's no longer bored, but he feels different. His mind gets clouded. He gets so angry. He kills a prostitute and gloats. His nails, clip, clip, clip every night, every morning. Is he losing his hair? But he's so strong, and she's promised him more, more strength, more power. Life eternal. She's his god now. Now at the villa, he'll have a palace soon, but this will do. But his skin, it feels so tight on his bones, and the light sears his eyes. See his eyes?
Changed, Riley said, glancing over as Doyle joined them. Reptilian.
He can see in the dark. He craves the dark. Together they'll extinguish the light. All the men working, guarding. Helicopters bring in what's needed, but he goes at night, only at night, and he runs. He's so fast, fast as a snake. But she rarely comes to him now, not enough. He craves her like the dark. She'll come now, two enemies captured. She'll come now, give him what he wants, what he needs.
She turned the page to the sketch of the cave, of Sawyer bloodied and battered, hanging from chains, of Annika trapped in the tank.
He wants the compass, its power. He nearly had it once, and won't be denied a second time. The traveler must pay for denying him, for defying him. She wants the stars, his queen. With the compass, he'll have what they both desire. Kill them both, kill them all. But first, take what's his, find what's hers. Oh, their pain thrills. Give them more. The light, it burns beyond bearing. The heat scorches. He screams for her, but she doesn't come.
Jesus Christ.
Despite everything, when she turned to the next sketch, Sawyer stared at it with horrified pity.
That's Malmont.
He's still between, but more beast than man. Trapped in the dark, the pain, the burning. Terrible.
Mephisto demon, lower demon, Riley continued. Often enslaved to a ruler demon or dark god, a shunner of light, mythologically speaking.
There's an actual name for this.
There's a name for everything, she told Sawyer. If you dig deep enough.
She comes to him.
Again, Sasha turned a page.
He weeps bloody tears. She could destroy him, such is her rage. And there's a madness in her, as in him. But she's still canny, and he'll be useful.
She makes him beg, grovel, supplicate himself. But she gives him back his sight. And she takes him to her palace inside the mountain, to a chamber already prepared. It didn't matter if he'd failed or succeeded. This was always his fate. The mother of lies promised riches, power, eternal youth. Instead, he'll live as she wills, as long as she wills, and have only what she wills.
She turned the page. There, birds pecked at flaps of blackened skin, while mirrored walls of stone showed the horror Malmont had become. He sat hunched in a corner, wearing a mad grin.
They say there are some things you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. Malmont's definitely high on the enemy list. Riley blew out a long breath.
But no, I wouldn't wish this, even on him. She denied him a clean death. And that's a cruelty. But.
On a pause, Doyle studied the final sketch, coolly.
This is his true self, isn't it? This is what he always was inside. She just brought it out, made it visible.
Yes, yes, Sasha repeated before anyone else could speak. She recognized the monster inside him. Now he'll become.
She picked up her glass. Took a long drink.
And she'll rule him. He's mad. She's driven him into madness and delusion, but he's stronger, faster, and more vicious. He's more dangerous now than before.
She reached for Bran's hand.
I'm so glad you're here.
You didn't have your quiet day of painting.
No, but the day's not over. His life is. All the wealth, the privilege. He traded it for her lies. No, not on even the worst of enemies. But he gave himself to her because the monster already inside him craved more.
She took another drink, took another breath.
How do we kill him?
Demon disposal. Riley took one last look at the sketch. Beheading, mythologically speaking again, is tried and true. Otherwise, for some, it's fire, others water or salt, or the right incantation. I can look into it. I'm pretty sure he's on his way to the Mephisto, but I'll find out what I can.
I'll do the same.
Concern in his eyes, Bran kissed the top of Sasha's head.
You should paint, Sasha. Something bright and beautiful.
I will. Annika, would you pose for me? Pose? After this.
She closed the sketchbook. Bran's exactly right. I'd like to paint something beautiful, something full of light and joy.
You'd paint me? Oh!
Annika crossed her hands over her heart.
I have such a happy...
With a shake of his head, rubbing the back of his neck, Sawyer said.
That's actually slang for something else. That being a girl, you can't have.
I can't have happy?
A happy. It's...
Jesus, Sawyer, be direct. It's a hard-on. Riley pointed to Sawyer's crotch. He batted her hand away. When a guy gets hard?
Oh, that is happy, isn't it? I should say, I am happy. I would love to pose for you, Sasha.
Would you pose in the pool, in the water? A mermaid?
Yes.
Instantly, she reached for the hem of her dress.
Wait, whoa. You don't just take off your clothes.
Baffled, Annika lifted her hands at Sawyer.
I don't go in the water in clothes, and I can't wear the suit for swimming in my true form.
Yeah, but...
He looked directly at Doyle.
Go find somewhere else to be. I like it here.
Doyle and Bran have seen me without clothes.
What?
When we came back, I had no clothes. Doyle gave me his coat so I wouldn't be cold.
You're too shy, she said to Sawyer. Walking toward the pool, she pulled her dress off as she went, tossed it on a chair, then dived in.
She's already art, and she's yours, brother.
On a last admiring glance, Doyle rose.
I'll do more translating while you dig up demons, he said to Riley.
And to Sawyer's relief, strolled inside. Since searching and diving, even training seemed to be off the agenda, Sawyer took the day. It annoyed him to conk out over his own research, but he felt better after the hour's sleep. But even after the rest, the compass told him nothing. Part of him worried, despite the reassurances, that using it as he'd used it had cost him the right to it. Braced for that, he took his phone, walked outside. Annika sat, more lounged, on the steps of the pool, wet hair sleek, and not quite covering her breasts. Her tail glistened, a thousand small, bright jewels. She turned her head, just a little, smiled at him.
I'm supposed to stay still for a few minutes more. Sasha says I can't see until she's finished.
But he could, and circled around to where Sasha stood at her easel. He saw she'd pinned up several quick sketches, different poses, expressions. And on the canvas, she'd captured joy and beauty.
It's great. It's amazing.
So many tones and shades and hues. Sasha mixed more paint on her palette, dabbed at the canvas with a thin brush. And the way they all catch the light.
You could come in the pool and talk to me. Sasha says I can talk.
Maybe later. I need to make a call.
Will you paint Sawyer, Sasha?
She doesn't want to.
It's on my list.
What, really?
I want to do a painting of each of us, and one of all of us together. I just have to find it. Like this with Annika.
I've done Bran's from memory. At night, with the power on him, like the jewels in Annika's tail. Bright, brilliant, and marvelous. But I need to find it, and find the right time. Today was Ani's.
It's...
He really didn't have the words.
You're going to love it, he told Ani. I'm going to take a walk, make this call.
He chose the grove for the quiet, the shade, the scents. He took out the compass again, considered simply traveling to his grandparents' home. But with his energy still on the low end, it wouldn't be smart. And more, he didn't want to worry his family. He settled for the phone.
Dedushka.
Even the sound of his grandfather's voice lifted him.
Как поживаешь?
He kept it casual initially, sliding from Russian to English and back again, catching up on family news.
Солодце.
His grandfather's use of the affectionate term and the gentle tone stopped Sawyer's rambling.
Что случилось?
What's wrong? Sawyer thought. Where do I start?
Дедушка, I'm afraid I've... Let me tell you what happened.
Bran walked into the grove. He looked for Sawyer, as Sasha had some mild concern. Apparently Sawyer had been gone nearly an hour. He found him sitting on the ground, back resting against a tree pregnant with lemons, and the compass in his hand.
I hope you haven't taken any recent trips.
What?
Oh, hey. And no. I've been right here. I just talked to my grandfather.
Bran joined him on the ground, stretched out his legs.
Is he well then, your grandfather?
Yeah. Since that scare a while back, he's stronger than ever.
It's good to speak with family. I spoke with my mother only yesterday.
Is she worried about you?
For a moment, in the bright, hot Italian afternoon, Bran felt the cool, damp kiss of Ireland.
She's my mother. Of course she has worries. She also has faith. And though I don't like the worrying of her, her faith gives me more of my own. Yeah, I love my dad, you know, and my mom, my sibs, my grandmother. But Dedushka, it's a special bond, isn't it? The compass was his, and he passed it to you. I love my father, and all the rest of my family, but it's my mother who taught me, who helped me learn to open myself to what I am. So you get it.
I do, yes.
Now you've told him what troubles you still. Everything y'all said made sense, and it helped, a hell of a lot. But you know your power's there all the time, right? You don't have to use it to feel it.
I know what's in me. Yes.
Since we came back from the cave, I haven't felt the connection.
A dragonfly winged by, gossamer in the dappled sunlight. Sawyer watched its flight and how it zipped away. He knew what it was to fly.
When I knew I had to tell my grandfather, I thought about going to him. And I told myself I needed to keep recharging the batteries, you know, and how I didn't want to worry them anyway. But under that was the fear I couldn't do it anyway. I couldn't travel again because I'd lost the right.
And what did your grandfather say to that?
Well, he listened when I told him what happened, about Malmont, the cave, Annika, all of it. And how I'd use this gift to kill a man. And I thought that might have cost me the right to have it. And basically he told me to stop being a pussy.
On a half laugh, Sawyer shrugged, and easily, as the weight of guilt no longer sat on his shoulders.
It was longer than that, had pretty much everything y'all said to me, but with that don't be a pussy tagged on tight. Then he said he loved me, and he believed in me, believed I'd do what I'd been born to do. To get it the hell done and come home safe. I look forward to meeting him one day. Yeah, we'll have a post-quest party that rocks the house.
Emotion shuddered through him, and leading it was gratitude.
I feel it again, that connection. I know it's mine until it's time to pass it on. Had to stop being a pussy. Stop moping over dropping some asshole into the void who'd have put a bullet in my brain. Brilliant. I'd say that's earned you a beer. A whole one.
Testing, Bran laid a hand on Sawyer's wounded shoulder, then on his side. And pleased with what he felt, he nodded.
It's a full point for you.
Bran rose, held out a hand.
Welcome back. So we can dive tomorrow.
With barely a twinge, Sawyer let Bran pull him to his feet.
Another day or two for that. We may as well let our digger dig. A couple more days, our digger's going to go wolf on us. Only from moonrise to moonset. It's this Bay of Sighs, clearly enough. Let's give her and Doyle time to find it, and you and Annika a bit more time. And let's go have that pint. I'd be a fool to argue.
Annika no longer lounged in the pool. Sawyer didn't see Sasha, but cut across toward the canvas still on her easel. And just stared. Joy and beauty, magic and marvel. He didn't know how Sasha captured the gleam, the sparkle with only paint. Didn't know how anyone could so clearly show the light in those sea-green eyes. How could a painting so perfectly show sweetness and sex and strength? You like it? With one of Riley's famed Bellinis in hand, Sasha wandered out, hooked her arm through Sawyer's.
It's everything she is.
I'm going to do others. It's why I did so many sketches. I want her in the classic mermaid on the rock in the sea, and I want her doing cartwheels or flips on the lawn. Hearing how relaxed she sounded, seeing all the strain had vanished from her face, Sawyer understood Bran's reasons for waiting another day or two. Riley had it right, too. They needed the break. I could paint her for years, Sasha continued. And I likely will. But this one's for you.
For me?
Absolutely. While she sipped her Bellini, Sasha studied her work with a critical eye. I need maybe another hour with it, just to punch it up. Then it's yours, just like she is.
But I can't take her, can I?
We're in a world of miracles and magics. I'm going to believe in both.
This painting, it means a lot, more than I can tell you. I need to give you something for it. Not money, he said when she started to pull away. I get that, and it'd be insulting between us. But when this is over, when we've done what we're meant to do, if you want that conversation with Monet, I'll take you.
She gasped, bounced on her toes, grabbed him in a hug. Oh my God, Sawyer, that would be, oh my God, I have to brush up big time on my French.
With just one down and two to go, I figure there's time.
Riley will find the Bay of Sighs, then we'll have two and one to go. I haven't felt where we go from here. Have you?
He shook his head. No hints from the compass yet.
It'll come, for both of us. And you need another day, at least, before we pick all this up again. So tomorrow, it's you.
It's me what?
I'm going to paint you tomorrow. I haven't figured out what I'm after with you yet. She stepped back a pace, studied him with a keen and curious eye that made him feel goofy. But it's you, she said firmly.
It already feels weird.
But he took a seat in the sun and looked forward to having a beer with friends. Chapter 16. Sawyer knew he was well on the mend when Doyle ordered him into training, on the light side, in the morning. And he managed 5 pull-ups before his shoulders screamed like a woman getting a hard pinch on the ass. Maybe it scored the pride, a little, when Sasha did 5, then gutted her way through a 6th. I'm not last. Sliding to the ground, panting, Sasha wagged a fist in victory. I'm not last.
Hey, bum shoulder, near-death experience.
I don't care. Today, this fine day, I'm not last, and you're on breakfast detail. Maybe he shouldn't have been so impatient to get back to it all. But he could admit to relief when he didn't want to crawl back into bed after an hour's activity. And when he did crawl back into bed again, with Annika, he'd do something, at last, besides sleep.